Log Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll
rushing up our ass. And if you ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
We're moving, we're grooving, about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Honey, don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend.
Talk about.
He loves us whether or not we know him. And he'll forgive all.
I mean, beloved brothers and sisters,
other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will make it rain snow in the hill? Who will make for Black Revolution at this hour? We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I'm in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., at least what's left of it, with all this gas gouging and all the revolution that's going on and all of the rumors of wars. We're still here in Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, in the name of Allah, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Praises are due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. In the name of Allah, we greet you, dear beloved brother and sister, in the greeting words of peace and the paradise and of Islam. Assalamu alaikum, as it is written in the Arabic language, in Al-Quran, or in what you call the Holy Quran, or Holy Quran, is what's proper. We greet you tonight, beloved brother and sister, in a special edition, a special episode of Black Power Radio. Now, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We have come in the spirit and in leadership of our Attorney General, our guide and emeritus, the National Chairman, our Dr. and Attorney Malika Zulu Shabazz, in a great leadership for Black Revolution, for non-compromising freedom fighting against the open enemy, namely the white man. And we have come in the spirit of our national chairman, who has passed away, but he's with me every day, the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. And he has been a freedom fighter and one who steered me into the direction of community faith-based initiatives to get things stirred in the right direction in the Black community. without compromising your principles of black revolution. And he is a very high spiritual man. Many didn't know that he is a Christian minister, and a few of his brothers are Christian ministers as well. So it's nothing about the religion, though, simply because we have rosters, Hebrew, every walk of life, doctors and lawyers, principals, and all types of folk here in the New Black Panther Party. Whoever you meet and greet, and you know it's a black man, woman, or child, well, that's who you have in the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. We are here to celebrate now the New Black Panther Party homecoming. All roads, and I do mean all roads, lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're coming on in, and we're bringing all of the black mans, all of our black womans, and as many of our black children that are be agreeable enough to get there on May 28th, May 29th, and on May 30th for the big convention. This is a black power convention in the city of Tulsa. I just don't see how it could get any bigger, bolder, or get any blacker than coming on Black Wall Street on the 100th year that they have done a massacre, executed 300-plus black people, depend upon you who you ask, well over 3,000-plus black people were executed over the situation that occurred in 1921, streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the surrounding places. And those numbers were not exaggerated, but factual numbers. We know that we are right in the right spirit. We're at the right place at the right time. Regardless of your riddle or rhyme, you know it's on time. If it's coming out of that New Black Panther and coming out of that black revolution, you know that is a solution. We have been divinely prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, to do the freedom fighting at this hour. So we're going on some caller-driven radio tonight, and we're going to start that drive by driving right down the street, Washington, D.C. We're live right here on Black Power Radio. We're lighting it up tonight. We're going to lighten up. We're going to tighten up. We're going to get up and roll with us from Washington, D.C. Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. This is the local chairwoman, Janae, Washington, D.C. chapter. Black Power, Sheikh Imam Akbar, holding it down for us.
I'm there. I'm glad to meet you here. Glad to meet you. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
We're just preparing to go to Tulsa. Washington, D.C. chapter is on board. With the Mid-Atlantic region, we're ready to travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma for this commemorative march on Tulsa. We're looking for the unification that I just can't wait to see all my comrades again. It'll be more like a family reunion than a mission and everything because it's been so many years since we've seen each other. And it will get time to congregate.
Tulsa specialist. You know something about doing the damn thing.
Yeah, I know
right
something
there.
I know my way around Tulsa. I only been there twice, but I bet you I can get from one side of town to the next. And I just want to thank Queen Mother Pamela Smith for her help and her guidance and for her to keep holding the line for the New Black Panther Party in Tulsa. She's going to provide a tour for us.
Make an insertion. Sister, let me make an insertion for her. She has blessed us again, once again. All of you real diehard, these are the real revolutionaries now that are interested in the tour at the museum. Sister Janae and I have had several tours at the museum, and they're both unique. So you're going to get something and learn something. But those that can get there early Friday, and that'll be May 28th, between 2 and 4, our official program, they say, starts about 5 p.m. But those that can get there early between 2 and 4, there's going to be a tour of the museum so you can get the official information on Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Black Wall Street, Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Black Power?
That's right. Black power, black power. Yeah, that's the same information I was going to share from Queen Mother Pamela Smith. She did that on behalf of the new Black Panther Party, who we went out twice to Tulsa, Oklahoma on her behalf. And it was a wonderful experience being in Tulsa. And we was treated with the utmost respect. We were welcomed in the city of Tulsa by all the residents. We didn't have no problems. I don't think, no, we didn't have any problems that I saw. And the people are very nice there. So let's go with a sense of being on alert and being cautious, as well as let's try to find some time to enjoy each other as well when we're in Tulsa at this. But we're not coming to play the whole time, but we are coming to communicate and to network with each other. I will be sharing with the Sisters of the Underground as well the importance that we need to have a relationship with the other militias, especially when it comes down to human trafficking and missing people and persons in the black community that often go unnotified. Nobody knows about our black babies that's missing. There's no search parties out looking for them. There's no search teams. There's nobody we can call and say, you know, can you come and help us find my child? You know what I'm saying? The police, once they've exhausted all their resources, they're done, and they'll go into a cold case situation. But if we can get to you within the first 48 hours of a missing person, we got just as much chance as the police to help you find your loved one without fault. So that's one thing that we've been working on. We are a new organization, and we're not apart from the Black Panther Party or the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. We are all members of our established organizations, but we decided that we were going to talk across party lines and communicate to save our children and save our sisters and brothers that need help. You know, some of us are already doing it, but some of us are not trained in extraction teams and how to go about doing rescues and things like that. So this is giving everybody in the party the opportunity to get that training done. It's giving everybody in the party the opportunity to say, I was contacted by the Sisters of the Underground, and we got this person safely home to their family. That's all we want to do, is make safe passage for those that are seeking a better life or seeking a better way, or they're seeking refuge from an abusive relationship or a dangerous relationship. You know, we have different levels that we're accepting people in. And right now we're just getting started. We need donations. We're not trying to be getting any money outside of the black community, because, I mean, look at all these other organizations. They have the funds and the resources. They have the planes and the boats and everything like that. We need to start funding our own research, funding our own search teams, things like that, being our own first responders. You cannot preach black power if you don't use it. Ain't that right, Boss? You always told us that it's not black power if you don't use it.
Exactly right. Black power.
Black power. So we are using our black power. We're using our black resources, and we want our brothers and sisters in the Black Power Movement to join with us. And you can reach us at undergroundsisters1@gmail.com. If you are in any hurt, harm, or danger, if your child is missing, if you've reached out to the police, or you got to no avail, or what have you, reach out to us. We will put our resources together. We'll put our heads together, and we will come up with a plan to help get you safe passage throughout the United States. I am the East Coast conductor. You can call me or email me. The number you can call is 202-867-3200. You can email me through the Sisters of the Underground. And that's Sisters, that's Underground Sisters 1 at gmail.com. And you have to go through the screening process first. And we have to see what level we can help you at. And then we can go forward from there. So there are, it's not just a you call, you need somebody to come and get you type situation. You got to go through the screening process. And one thing that we want to stress, you must have your identification. It's so much more easy if you have your ID that we can help transport you and get you to safe passage with your proper identification. But if you have to just pack a bag in the middle of the night and, you know, or whatever, make sure you pack your ID and get out with your life. So that's Black Power. And moving forward with the as far as the New Black Panther Party Washington D.C. chapter goes, we are still boots on the ground. Phenomenal things are being done here in D.C. We have our Black Love Saturday coming up on May 22nd. Black Love Saturdays. We are actually aiding the family of James Johnson and Dominique Williams. They were killed by the off-duty Pentagon cop. Two black men that were killed, shot in the back, killed. So we're doing, it's James Johnson's birthday. So we're going to have a fundraiser for the family at Anacostia Park on May 22nd, hopefully if it's not raining. We've got the band called OBX, Go-Go Band is going to come out and perform. We'll have free food and refreshments for the family. We're going to do a balloon release, I believe, a balloon release, and just celebrate his life and legacy that they left behind for their children. So if you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, come to Anacostia Park on Saturday. And it's hosted by the New Black Panther Party, which we're also going to do my cousin, James Wilson, who died on in a motorcycle accident. His birthday is the 22nd as well, May 22nd. So it'll be two birthday celebrations of people that have passed on. So if you want to come out and just enjoy yourself at the park on a Saturday evening, it's at 2 o'clock at Anacostia Park, on the farthest end of the skate park, like way past the walkover bridge in the back. We'll be away from everybody else, but we can just enjoy each other and communicate with each other like that. And that's all leading up until Tulsa. We don't get a break here in D.C. We don't get days off. We also have May 19th, even before that, we have to shut down that liquor store, Akbar. We got the green light to shut down the liquor store on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Right there on the corner right there. Their liquor license is up. It's time for them to get out of our community. We need a grocery store on that corner or something, or they got to fix it or do better by the community. They're letting people sell drugs in front of it. They're hanging out. It's the eyesore. It's dangerous. You got cars darting in and out of traffic right there. There's potholes in the sidewalk and in the parking lot and everything like that. So they got to clean that up, or we're going to shut them down. We are going to shut down the liquor store right there on MLK and Malcolm X Boulevard by the park that we use for our Black Love Sundays. We can't do nothing at that park anymore because they won't even come and clean the park up or cut the grass. The grass is about 6 feet high, trash everywhere. The homeless people and the people in the park just throwing beer bottles and things that go right to the liquor store and right across the street to the park and just leave trash everywhere. So we have to make adjustments because this is our weekly cleanup. I mean, our monthly cleanup team goes to this park and make sure that it's clean and it's for people to use, you know. So if we have plenty of work here in Washington, D.C., plenty of work, plenty of things to do. As you know, Akbar, I am still recovering from kidney failure. Somebody on Facebook had a problem with me wearing my Black Power sandals. And that was addressed because, number one, I put in a lot of work. I feed everybody in Washington, D.C. every day. Don't we feed every day in Washington, D.C.? So
that's right.
I was like, dropping off. That's why I'm just dropping off donations. And somebody caught me on camera in uniform without my boots on. Now, you know I know protocol. I am the chairman here. I know what to do. But if my feet swollen, I'm not going to put my boots on my swollen feet. Okay? So, that's been a big mess. It was all on Facebook. Whatever. It's not going to stop the show because whoever said it, you know who said it. Your arch enemy. Bobby Worthy. Trying to start stuff. But like you say before, I'm learning how to be a better soldier. And turning the other, not necessarily turn the other cheek, but outwork me. You know, these people have so much to say, but they cannot put in the work. Little do they know, those Black Power sandals have been all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma twice. They've been to all up and down the East Coast 7-8 times. You know what I'm saying? They get me where I got to go, period. With a congestive heart failure and kidney disease, I still get out here and put my boots on the ground. So I can take constructive criticism, but don't pick when you don't know what's going on, you know, and you're not even qualified to talk about a real pastor that's out here.
Those last three verses of the Kumbaya, he's a Kumbaya kind of guy. It's in the goddamn way.
In the way. That's all. I said, let me just calm down because a lot of people saw me get out of character, and I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be more diplomatic. This is not. It's not about me. It's about the party. It's about the image of the party. I respect the party 100%. But I give my life for this mission that I'm on. But don't, you know what I'm saying? But don't come at me prematurely judging me because of something you saw and you don't know, have no idea what was going on and you're not qualified to speak on the work of a panther. That's the whole point. This person is not even a panther anymore. You gave up. You quit your post. You abandoned your post. I'm still holding the line with my illnesses. You understand what I'm saying?
Without exactly,
that's right. He abandoned his post, so whatever he posts on Facebook is null and void. And I put it like this: I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say, I'll say about me bounces off me, sticks to you. You know what I'm saying? And let that be that. You know. But as far as my Panthers go, if I offended anybody, I apologize, and I because I love the work that I'm doing. And just out of respect for the party, I do apologize for my cussing and swearing, but I cussed him out real good. And I meant every word that I said. And now he's going to have to deal with my fiance.
We are going to hold our sister and support you 100%. And tell them all. You tell them all, the shaky man, my friend, say, be careful. If you dig a hole for me,
right.
The best you dig too, because the goddamn hole you dig for me could very well be for you. Black Power.
Be the one you fall in, Black Power. Black Power, we seriously putting in the work, and we are serious about our work that we do. We get a lot of respect here in D.C., in Washington, D.C., and all over the world, in the Mid-Atlantic region, and as far as the eyes, and in other countries as well. You know what I'm saying? The last thing we need right now while we're trying to unify is somebody that's creating discord or discontent in any way, in shape, or form. That's combat liberalism. You are not helping the fight for freedom and oppression of Black people by coming for them. You can criticize me personally to my face, but don't ridicule me in front of the whole world, and you don't even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You're not even asking questions. Everybody else know I just got out of the hospital with heart failure. Why you don't know that? You know, with kidney failure, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, but we're going to continue to fight on. I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma with my Black Power slides on and my boots on the ground. And that's all you need to know. All roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I cannot wait to get there. I can't wait to breathe some good, fresh country air once again. And just remember our loved ones that lost their lives. And they lost their homes and their businesses. And that truly is the valley of the dry bones. And when we go there, I feel like when we come back, we're going to be so empowered that no matter what happens, we're going to know that we're in the right place. And everybody's going to know that we're doing the right thing. And that's right. Black power. Black power, y'all.
Big love. And we support 100% our sister who's doing the goddamn work. People talk about doing the work,
right,
but who's doing the goddamn work. We're not even, we have nothing to apologize for, nothing to be ashamed of, knowing that we are proud of the work that has been put in D.C. chapter, D.C. chairman, D.C. Department of Defense, D.C. field marshal, D.C. lieutenant, captain, rogue soldiers. Everything came out of D.C. Osme. Criticism on the criticize, see if they can match. They tell me,
they can't outwork right.
Come to the table and match us, and then we go on down the road together. Black Power, we ain't mad. And we ain't scared
that's
of no
right.
goddamn ghost.
That's
we love the chairwoman. You're doing a fantabulous job. That's fantastic and fabulous put together for Black Power.
That's right. Black Power. Black Power, y'all.
Goddamn hour. That's right. Welcome, out. Our beloved brothers there. I see y'all on the line. I know you're backed up. We got to put our defense in. We can't have a good chapter without a good Department of Defense. And heading up the Department of Defense, who was a proven soldier in the defense of the New Black Panther Party, in the defense of the leadership, and in the defense of Washington, D.C., we'll present to you our honorable brother, our beloved brother, and just the Minister of Defense all the way around, our beloved brother, Stephen Biko. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
So hold on, Black Power, hold on. He coming. Hold
Black
on.
Black Power, we don't mind checking.
He's on the
top of the because he's on time, but he can go now. I ain't even,
yeah, he can go.
Not talking for him because he is eloquent in the many,
just
many ways to speak for himself and in defense of the New Black Panther Party, which he has displayed in Norfolk, Atlanta, and places he had to go, all up and down Charlotte, all over the state of Carolina, Elizabeth City, up and down him, some New York and some Old York and New Hampshire. I am Old Hampshire. Don't matter. He can go, so it don't matter. And he would check this goddamn cracker, and that's more than I can say for any of them trying to critique at this hour. I ain't never seen him check him back down a goddamn cracker. But Biko, I know, can do it, and I see him do it, and that's a and he's a bad man. Coming right up here on the airways. You're ready to
Black
receive
power.
Him. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. This is Stephen Biko, the Minister of Defense of Washington, D.C. chapter, New Black Panther Party. I want to say that words can't even express how I feel right now by hearing an elder and a brother who has been a mentor to me in these last 8 months. The brother's been a strong mentor of mine, that's Sheikh Imam Akbar. See, we have to understand what that word Sheikh means. In the Islamic idiom, Sheikh means an individual who is an elder. It also is given to those who are scholarly in the idiom of Islam, right? But he's not only scholarly in the idiom of Islam, he's scholarly in history. So we have to pay attention to the history that's being given to us. Every maneuver that we go on, a specific history is given to us prior to going on that maneuver, letting us know what that terrain is that we're about to go on and the history behind that terrain. I'm saying it to say this. The reason why I move the way that I move, the reason why I respond the way that I respond is because I understand that we're dealing with a skillful enemy. An enemy that is so skillful, so deceitful, and so diabolical in his machination that he cannot be taken lightly. When we make statements like, boom, shaka like a cracker, right, many laugh because they don't understand the science behind the statement. When you have an individual that will travel the globe 196,940,000 square miles of this topside planet Mud, 24,896 miles in circumference, 7,926 miles in diameter, we have to understand that this man knows this cracker. He knows him. He understands his history. He studies his history. So we would be wise to study our enemy. The reason why we are in the condition that we are in is because we are not practitioners of Sankofa. Sankofa is the ability of those who are present to return to the ways of their ancestors, to analyze and critique the information that was put out by their ancestors and use that information in contemporary times. We're not spilling an ideology that you have not heard before. You've heard this ideology before, however, you have not heard it in contemporary terms. I was watching a live by a Panther Party that went to Elizabeth City after us. That's why I say we have to be very wise and very skillful and very tactful in how we approach our demonstrations, how we approach our protests, how we approach our vanguard cadres work in the field. When we went to Elizabeth City, we set Elizabeth City on its ass. We called out the devil. We put him in a state of retreat. We sent a clear message to them. Either reveal the footage of the murder of our brother, or else the Panthers will be back. It wasn't 7 days after we were gone that the footage was released. But you had those who came later on and said that the Panthers were ran out of town, that the black community in Elizabeth City didn't want the Panthers there. It was they who called us there, and it was they who welcomed us there when we got there, and it was they who took us on a tour throughout the community and had the community embrace us. So don't believe the hype when they say that the new Black Panther Party is not loved and embraced by the black community. There has never been a call made to the new Black Panther Party by the black community, and we did not respond. We respond to every call when they call us out. When they call us and tell us that they're threatened in any kind of way, we go. When they call us and tell us that they need help in any kind of way, we go. When they call us and tell us that they need our assistance just to stand with them and to show them love, we go. We go. We have crisscrossed this country, and we are still crisscrossing this country. No organization, and I can be bold and say this, no organization in the past 30 years has done the work, boots on the ground work, inside the black community, unifying the community, educating the community, getting black men and women to stand up with dignity and pride about themselves and willing to fight and defend themselves against their open enemy. No organization has done the work that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense has done. And I challenge anybody to prove me wrong. Nobody has done that. The Nation of Islam has done what they did, but they are not a revolutionary organization. Let's keep the shit real. Some things have been said over social media that need to be corrected. It needs to be set straight. I was a member of the Nation of Islam, so I know the organization like I know the back of my hand. I was trained. I need y'all to hear me well, because I'm not new to this. I didn't just pop out of the woodwork and then join the new Black Panther Party. I was in the movement. I was in this liberation movement. I've been in it for 35 years. I'm 55 years old now. Just a few days ago, I turned 55. But I've been in this movement for 35 years of my life in this black liberation struggle. I watched different organizations rise, and I watched them fall. I've watched them go through internal chaos, rise and fall. I watched factionalism take place. I watched organizations fall apart and become factions here, factions there, factions every damn way. You would not have as many Panther organizations today had it not been for the new Black Panther Party. So those Panther Party organizations that you look at today with awe, credit the new Black Panther Party for that. They would not have been a Panther movement had it not been for the new Black Panther Party picking up the baton from Huey, picking up the baton from Bobby, picking up the baton from Elvish, picking up the baton from Fred Hampton. So goddamn it, give us what we do. Give us our respect.
Right.
Give us our goddamn respect.
Black power.
Nobody thought about going into Tulsa and confronting the vicious white racist running dogs in Tulsa until the new Black Panther Party decided to step up.
That's right.
Black Nobody power. Did that before us. So let's set the record straight. We're going into Tulsa not with banjos on our knee, goddammit. We're going into Tulsa with a truth that will set black folk free. And let's be real about this. Let's give credit where credit is due. We're pushing for black unity, but we're not going to settle for black bullshit in the process. Not at all. And our elders need to be respected. They need to be respected. And the work that they've done needs to be honored. We have a saying, give them flowers while they're here. God damn it, I'm going to give the man his accolades while he's here. Me and the imam haven't seen eye to eye all the time, but at the end of the day, that's my elder, that's my teacher, and he's grown me and taught me in such a way where I may not get it right then and there, but later on something may happen where I say, damn, you know what, he told me that. He told me that. So we have to pay attention. Don't concentrate on who the message is coming from. Concentrate on the message. Concentrate on the message. And I want to make this perfectly clear. There is a unification effort going on throughout the entire Panther movement. And we're moving towards a consolidated Panther movement, a consolidated black power movement, so that we can begin to build on a black and African united front. And we're not going to tolerate under any circumstances anybody impeding on that progress. We're not going to tolerate agents. We're not going to tolerate stool pigeon snitches. None of that shit. Nor are we going to tolerate those individuals who are sideline antagonists trying to get in the way of progress. I said this when we marched in D.C. I stood in front of Bus Boys and Poets. Before I brought the imam on, I opened up for him. And before I brought him on, I said, beware of those who say that they're with you. And then when the call is given, like the Quran says, they say that they are with you. They say that they are with you. This is Allah talking. They say that they are with you. But when the trumpet is sounded, Allah will separate those that are truthful from those who are lying. And understand this. The Quran said, do men think they will be left alone saying that we believe and they won't be tried and tested? Surely we tried those before you. So we know the truthful ones from the liars. Allah will allow you to run your course. But then he will reveal you fully to those who are faithful. And he separates the truth from the falsehood. There are many in Tulsa right now, and I hope they listen. There are many in Tulsa right now that pledge allegiance to this march, that pledge allegiance to this commemoration effort. But then when they were called on to stand in solidarity with those who are coming to Tulsa to stand in their defense, they're nowhere to be found. So you want us to black your call, goddammit, back our call.
That's right.
Back
black
our
power.
Call.
Black power.
If we're not coming here to play games. We come here to send a clear goddamn message. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We want to thank our brother Honorable Stephen Biko and always giving us the right narrative to match the time, to match the rhyme, to match what we have to do. Always on time, never late. Brother Stephen Biko always have the spirit of leadership. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad reflecting that through the Dr. The Emeritus General Minister and the Attorney General, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and giving that spirit of Honorable Hashim Ekhanaten Zinger and the Sheikh Imam Akbar. This man he consumed or not, he's like a sponge. He gets all the night. He gets the facts straight. And then he present them. And you might not like how he says it, but you have to bear witness that he speaks the truth. And you have to bear witness to what Allah has given us, the blessing We've been divinely prepared. Stephen Biko and I, all of those you see in the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we've been divinely prepared by the divine power that originated the heavens and the earth, the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. No less way that Muhammad or anybody else would prepare to help their people. No less fashion than Jesus or the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, or Ibrahim or Abraham, Moses, Jesus, or any other great person you might call prophet. But today we want to get the message, as you say, the message is more important than punctuality at this point. Whether you got it grammatically correct, but if you can get that message out, oh, that Black Revolution is the only solution. And revolution is nothing but complete and constructive change. Is that right? You still with us, Brother Stephen Biko? Yes, sir. That complete and constructive change. But I guess he went on to do
it because right.
He's a busy brother. Okay, Black Power, he's right there with us. That's right. He brings
yes, sir. Black
Power. Is that right? The complete and constructive change. Is that right? A strong
yes, sir. Black Power.
From the most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. When he said complete, he said that if the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who received the revelation of the Holy Quran, he said that if Prophet Muhammad was here, he would go after you. I'm going after you. And then he would bring you to me so that I can clean you up and make you fit for your salvation. Today, I'm going after you in the manner that, that Muhammad went after you. But then I want you to bring them to me so that I can clean you up and make you, what, ready for your salvation, make you fit for your salvation, and then ready for the Black Revolution. Black Power?
Black Power.
Call it Divine Black Revolution. Is that right, Brother Stephen Biko? Divine Black
yes,
Revolution.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Black Power. Divinely guided. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to say this, Brother Sheikh Imam. I want to say this. You know, I'm hardline, so I only go a certain way. I'm hardline. I try to be flexible as I possibly can. However, our people are under attack. We at war, but we understand that as guerrillas, we fight an unconventional war. So there's no rules to warfare, and we have to understand that because there are no rules to warfare, that what is moral to one may not be moral to another. So our position taken is a position of defense. We are the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. We're not a New Black Panther Party offense. We're a New Black Panther Party for self-defense. We are defending ourselves at every stage of this revolutionary struggle. We have to understand that revolution is a process. It's a scientific process. And everybody's looking for a microwave solution to a range of a problem, man. It doesn't happen that way. We're looking for an immediate response. We didn't get in this 400-year sojourn that we're in overnight. This was a system put in place by wicked, diabolical scientists of oppression. We have a draconian judicial system. We have a political system that alienates us. We have economic system that subjugate us. We have a historical and educational system that is neocolonialism and scientific colonialism at its best. So we have to understand that when the elders speak, every word that they speak carries a spirit. It carries a spirit with them. When I was out yesterday speaking at the demonstration that we gave for the homeless and the shut-in and those who are disabled, they were being abused. The security guards were beating them. The security guards wouldn't allow food to get to them. The security guards in that facility at the Capitol Skyline Hotel, where the homeless are being housed right now, the elderly and the disabled homeless are being housed right now, they refused to allow us access into the building to be able to feed our people. So we stood and we held the line, and we made sure that those people did get the food that was prepared for them, that they did get the help that was put out for them. We have to be the vanguard element for our people. Vanguard means that we are the front line of this struggle. So that means that we have to be in places where nobody else will go. But the thing is, you have to have the heart for this. You can't be afraid. There's no place for fear in warfare. Fear will get you killed. Fear will get
Black
you
power.
Killed. You cannot be afraid of this enemy. He feeds us on a diet of fear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in our lesson taught us, why does the devil do what he do? Or why is it that we fear the devil now that we are grown men. And the lesson says that he told us to eat the wrong food. The food that he told us to eat that was the wrong food was the educational system. He taught us educationally to worship him, to fear him, to reverence him, and not to trust ourselves. Not to trust ourselves. See, don't think it. See, you had Bell and the rest of them with the Bell curve and the rest of them that tried to dispel this Willie Lynch and try to give us the impression that Willie Lynch was just a folk tale. Willie Lynch may have been a folk tale to them, but goddamn it, his system is in place and is very real to us. We have to understand, man, that we are at war with an enemy whose sole purpose, he lives to kill us, he breathes to kill us. So we have to understand that we don't pray for our enemy. We pray, the only prayer that we pray for our enemy is for his death. Point blank period. If your Salat and your Dua or your Lord's Prayer is not for the enemy's death, then you're praying the wrong damn prayer. You're serving the wrong God. The problem is we have gone from nigga to God and back to nigga again. We got to understand, man, that God never created a nigga and called him black. The nigga is a white man's creation. That's his creation. God called us the original people. And original means the first in the light of the sun. And those that are first in the light of the sun, everything else came after you. So the white man is your child. Stop acting like he's your daddy. And treat him like the child he is and put his ass in his place. Black power.
Black power. Black power. As we thank Brother Stephen Biko for bringing that energy and enthusiasm to all of us in our vast and our vast participating in our vast listening audience. And we thank Stephen Biko and the entire Washington, D.C. chapter. Thank you. And assalamu alaikum and black power. Black power, black power. We love them so much there in Washington, D.C. We got so many on the line that's backed up here tonight. We got Texas down here, but take everything in that Brother Stephen Biko is sharing. And then I just have to give him a boom, chaka-laka, cracker on that one. And that's black power because the cracker never stopped cracking the whip. Come on, Texas town. Could be Houston at 713-569. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black power.
Black power, black power, black love. It's King J.
Come on there, King J. Right here in the woods.
I'm gonna talk black to you real fast and real quick. You know, one thing that brother just said is that, you know, for those who don't know, the Southeastern region, New Black Panther Party joined a national formation, you know, and my job here is to build a black power, develop a black power movement, you know, and I'm going to go back to what that brother just said. You know, we ain't going to let nothing get in the way of that.
Brother Stephen Biko, that's the Minister of Defense in Washington, D.C., Brother King J. And they've been talking about you and coming on board. And we just want to welcome you to our airlines here in Black Power Radio and welcome you to New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, that universal chapter. You are the man of the hour, brother. And so we just leave it to your words of wisdom at this hour. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Black power, black love. I am a member. You know, one thing I'm going to collaborate on that is that, you know, we ain't going to let nothing get in the way of that. You know, whatever, you know, pull this organization apart, it's the same thing going to put it back together. You know, and as he said, if you ain't willing to put the work in, you know, for those of us that's working, we see the work. You know, the all the sideways talk, man, it's like a horse with a blindfold on. That become irrelevant to you. Anything that don't include in what you're working to pursue is anonymous. You know, and one thing Dr. Malik said today, our national leader said today, he said, you know, all the strong leaders coming together, not just for a moment, not just for a lifetime. One thing I'm not going to do when I get to Tulsa, Oklahoma, is feel like I got to stick my chest out, you know, because, you know, I'm here for one mission, and that's for us to come together, to unify, to build, to organize, and develop. Everything else is irrelevant. You know,
sometimes my granddad always taught me, you got to, you know, take your pride sometimes and just put it in your back pocket and take it out when you get home. You know, we all heard it before. Ain't no I in team. Man, we in this shit together. And for those that don't want to do this together, for those that don't want to rock steady together, you know, when I move, you move just like that together. Hey, look, we waiting on you. We ain't waiting on you to pick up a flag. We ain't waiting on you to put no boots on the ground. We don't keep staying the 10 toes down, boots on the ground. And no, we can't attack every situation. But one thing we're going to do is build a black power movement. You know, we're going to say, like Fred Hampton said, say to the white man, we come to stand on this white power structure and come for everything that's ours. Get against the wall, cracker. We already know what we got in front of us, and that's what we getting. That's what we getting. We dropping the torch at. We dropping the torch at what we already have in front of us. For every problem, there's a solution. We got to start attacking these situations. And for those that don't want to test the situation, for those that don't want to find a solution, for those that don't want to come to the forefront, stop begging those people. Let them go somewhere else. Because they in the way. I came to do one thing, and I promised Mr. Shabazz that I'm going to do that. I'm going to build a black power movement, not just in the southeastern region. We're going to move over to another region, because with anybody slacking that, we want to be there. We want to be there to pull them up, to lift them up by their bootstraps. It's not about it's you, not me. It's not about it's your turn, not my turn. We all going to get a turn. But we got to do it together. We got to ride together. We already been, we know who been convicted. We know who the enemy is. We know who the oppressor is. And one thing we got to do is show them that we have found us. And it's going to take us coming together. Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be an eye-opener for a lot. Of people, me myself, even coming over to the National, I heard, oh my God, man, King J don't say what they gonna say when they see you. They gonna see me as a panther, and when I lay down the last breath of my body, it's gonna be I am a revolutionary. We look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Are you proud? Are you happy with the work you have done? Or do you recognize we got some work to do, comrades?
Black power. Black power.
We got some work to do, comrades. Lace up your boots, and you might have to lace up your brother boots. You might have to button up your brother's shirt. You might have to make sure he tucked in. But you got to make sure he right and he tight. He with it and committed. You want to feel good about who next to you. And the only way you feel good about who next to you is to be good to the person that's next to you. And we'll weed out the weakest links. Black power, black love. I am a member.
Black power. Black power. That is our beloved brother, King J. And he is just heading up that Southeast for now. He's working all over. We got some special tasks that he has assigned himself to, and doing the work with the New Black Panther Party and a team up of fashion, and just bringing all those faction, man. Some guys come in as they got it all, know it all. But King J comes as a faction. He brings all those fractions together and makes the whole. He gets that good soup spoon, that soul food soup spoon, and stir it on up the soup, huh? And then he runs quickly to the dish drain and rinse that spoon. And before you know it, you're up there stirring up the salad. You understand? And he can bring that big chef spoon. And I come in, a big chief comes in and brings it all together. Bring all them fractions together. So we love you so much, Brother King J. And thank you for contributing tonight here on Black Power Radio. We really appreciate it.
Black Power, Black Love.
Black Power, Black Love. And see you in Tulsa, big brother. Man, Black Power.
I'll be there, boots on the ground, 10 toes down.
That's right, with the sound, the black and the brown, with the boots on the ground. Go ahead. Assalamu alaikum and black power, black power. Black power to our beloved brother out in Columbia, South Carolina, and he's brought it all up from Mississippi, Texas. Like you said, he's all over. And Atlanta and wherever he's goddamn it got to be, that's where he is. And we love him so much right there, Brother King J, and bringing up Travis and Justice and all the Texans are coming on board with us. We love them so much, and we continue to love as we reach out to our beloved tribe here. We got to go down to Norfolk again. Black Attire, I see you over there, Jelani. But let's see if we can get Jelani and Queen Kashiba on. I'm trying to bring them together. We got so many online. See if I can get them together. Queen Kashiba is there, and I saw Jelani on another tip, and I hope I can still pull him in. Queen Kashiba and Jelani, are you there? Brother Jelani, Black Power, as you got
Black
the
power, Black power.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead and let the Queen, and Jelani's going to follow you, Queen Sheba. Go ahead, Black Power.
Yeah, I was listening to Janae and her fiance, but what I got to say, now this is something coming strongly from the ancestors. All are in this organization, Black, the new Black Panther Party. We all have to look at one another as being positive towards one another, as being love to one another. Now, this is coming straight from an elder, but this is coming from the ancestors, that we need to spread love to all chapters, all the people in this organization, and spread love to all our people in the communities. We can't be back talking or none of that stuff in our chapters. We all got to show love. We all got to follow the foot of Dr. Khalil Muhammad. When we do that, that's when we are very powerful and positive energy from the energy of the ancestors and from Sankofa. That's where that comes from. Black power, black love, and black unity.
Black power. Black power, as we bring our beloved. Thank you, Sister Queen Kashiba, for sharing those thoughts for today. We'll digest them properly as we bring Brother Jelani. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Wa alaikum assalam and black power, in the spirit of Dr. Khalil Abdul Muhammad, in the spirit of Hashim Akhenaten and Zinga, and Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Sabazz, and black power to you, Brother Imam Akbar, black power to Brother Steve Biko, Sister Janae, and black power to Brother the brother that was just speaking just before. Definitely, all Lottie, roads lead to
toast. You include you in, Brother Jelani, so you won't glide over. That's how Brother King J is.
Brother King J.
Strong King J. He's just King J. And he's
right.
Been doing the South, but he's doing the whole nation now. And we just show him so much love. And he has shown us so much love. And we sharing in that black love. We know that Black Panther love, as you know, is the greatest love of all. Black power. Brother King
Black
J.
Power, black, black power. Black power. Black power, yes, I'm definitely friends with that brother on Facebook. I've seen, I admire his work. I definitely admire the Fire and Brother Steve Biko as well. The Fire and you, Imam Akbar. And definitely, I just like to say black power to all my comrades. We're in Norfolk, we're, you know, doing our weekly meetings and out in the community. And preparing for our Tulsa, Oklahoma trip. So all roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And black power.
Black
That's
power.
All I got to say.
Oh, my. Thank you, Brother Ross. Jelani Simba is one of the longest standing Panthers. Never quit, never gave up. And the most consistent Panther, the new Black Panther Party, is likely to be Brother Ross Jelani Simba. And we love you so much, big brother, for your contributions. And when I came through the doors, whatever interest I made, I saw Brother Ross Jelani Simba doing the goddamn work. So we won't pick any piece about that. We know that we're a team, and he loves a good team, and he works a good team, and we're just showing love at this hour for all of you.
in the Tidewater area, in the areas across Atlanta, Georgia, and Mississippi, Alabama, and all up in Minneapolis are coming, and all those that go, like you say, all the roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is that right, Jelani?
Black Power. That's right. All roads lead to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black Power.
Black Power. And thank you for your great contribution tonight here on Black Power Radio. As we go up in the Battle Creek, we were on the ground in Battle Creek, believe it or not, as we show love in Tidewater, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, and St. Louis, as we rolling through Tulsa. But I bet y'all, I've been looking to come in this line and tell me that you've been to Battle Creek, Michigan. It's a hard one to call, a long shot to call. But goddamn it, I was there a couple of times, and I was there over the weekend, and I want to bring our brother straight out of Battle Creek, Michigan, our beloved brother Dennis Snows, and he's better known. He is, in fact, the commissioner. Welcome the commissioner to the line, our beloved brother in Battle Creek, 269-589. You're live on Black Power Radio with the commissioner himself. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother, and Black Power to all I have listened to who have proven that no matter what whatever our blemishes are, that I find that when we all come together, and I listen to everybody so far, it's so constructive what we're doing. I know that revolution is the word that's going out across the planet. Today, just to give an example, then I'll get back to what we did. Well, first of all, let me give honor where honor is due. You are Sheikh Imam Akbar Balai. You are the glue that holds a lot of people together, brother. I see that. You have a personality that you don't diminish one. You use the talents of that one. And you told me something over the weekend that your talents is what we seek. Everybody's got flaws and weaknesses. There's nobody on the call, nobody on the planet that doesn't have flaws and weaknesses. We do need to work on our strengths. And together we are such a powerful entity. Spiritually, physically, whatever way, brain-wise, we're so strong. The fear of us together, locked together, scares the hell out of the devil. Now, let me repeat that. Scares the hell out of the devil. Right now, the devil is shaking across the planet, from here to Palestine, from here to Africa, from here to South Colombia, from here to Brazil, from here to Tanzania. The devil is shaking because he sees internationally that we are coming together. And everybody's talking revolution. Revolution is nothing to play with. Revolution is bloody. Revolution means that all those in self-defense, the vanguard, locked and loaded, prepared. When one is taken out, we take out two. This is the mindset we must have when it comes to these devil pigs that are killing our babies, killing our women, killing our men at will, shooting our sons, murdering up the grandmama. When the devil take out one, take out two devils. This is the mindset that we must have in the age of revolution. I remember last four said that the revolution would not be televised. Well, I think that we got a lot of cameras. I think some of it will be, because the furor that's raising right now on a spiritual level, the chaff and the wheat will be sifted through. The chaff will fall to the side. Those weak souls that the brother was just talking about will fall by the wayside. Any snitch will be taken care of. Nobody wants a snitch. Nobody wants a weak chaff. In the heat of war, in the heat of battle, you have no time to think about what you're going to do. Just do what you got to do. This is the war that we're in today. I listened to Sister Gayla out of Palestine today. She said, war is not about religion. You know, they come up with the things about the Jews and Israel, the Jewishes, the crackers, and they come up with the thing about the Bible, and they come up with all these things about it's a war of religion. No, it is not. It's a war of taking land, genociding the people, and enslaving people. That's what war is about. Don't fool yourself. Don't trick yourself. We're actually in a land where we are colonized, but we're standing tall. We're tired of being the colonized. We're tired of being used. We're tired of going to funeral after funeral. We're tired of looking at our babies. We were in Columbus this weekend, my brother, and I'm just so grateful. I finally met Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal this weekend, Friday, last week, in person. An awesome, powerful man. A brother that I would stand with at any time, a brother that kept me encouraged. And sometimes we get chastised. Don't take that wrong. Chastisement strengthens us. We all flawed. We need to know that and recognize that it's not about how bad I am and how weak you are. It's about knowing what the talents and gifts of each individual's are. If somebody you know is too weak, use them for the gun. Have other varied talents. If someone is too weak for the load, pick up the load, carry your cross and walk. These things are real. Right now, there's no more time to sit back and talk about what plan do we need to put down. The plan has been laid out. We need to work the plan. But we need to do it on a universal level. We need to know that when you see your brother being attacked down the street, you need to go intervene. That's what the Panthers do. That's what the New Black Panther Party does. When you see your neighbor having a problem, you need to go help your neighbor fix that problem. No cracker will, no cracker has, no cracker will ever address our issues. And we got a whole lot of them, but we have, I know this. There's no loving people like we are. We're very so loving that we sometimes forgive the enemy. That's too much love in the wrong direction because the enemy taught us to forgive about the Bible, forgive them for they know not what they do. The hell with that. When they do something heinous and butchery to you, they meant what they did. Take that motherfucker out. I'm saying in a marching order tonight, lock and load, learn your weapon, use your weapon when you got to use your weapon, and sometimes when you got a snitch within, you got to deal with the snitch. You got to deal with them without crying. It may hurt you. It may be your brother. It may be your cousin. Might even be, sorry to say, it might even be you. We got to take out the chaff from the wheat. Right now, there is no time. We have no more time to be sitting back, talking about what we're going to do. I'll say it again, because the deal is done. This crack is on the rampage. Their government is falling apart. Their government across the world is falling apart. Why do you think that Netanyahu is trying to bomb all the Palestinians while he can, as he can? He wants to take the land, but the Palestinians are fighting back. I listened to Sister Gayla today. She's a Palestinian in Palestine. They're calling out for help. But you can't beg the oppressor to help you. The oppressor will help to kill you. She's asking for a united front across the globe, from Africa to Tanzania, from Colombia to Brazil, the United States. Everybody's looking at the United States black people to come to the aid internationally. And we got to take care of home. Once we show our strength, and I love what I heard a lot of everybody say tonight, Sister Janae, it doesn't matter about you wearing comfortable shoes. You need those comfortable shoes. They should be there to help hoist you up when you seem weak, because you speak so strongly, my sister. You're a powerful, bad black woman. Sister Mama Da Valencia Shabazz, all of us got issues. Back them up. Strong sisters, back them up. Sister Chuma, I mean, damn. Do you not know that what we've been going through, that there are issues amongst us, but if the person that you talk about that has the issue has character, back them up. Stop sitting back, backbiting. Stand up. shore it up. Where one may fall, pick them up. Show them the way. You and me, we are the beacon of light. It is that time. We have babies. I mean, we did the Micaiah Bryant event. Wasn't it, my brother? It was so powerful. It was so powerful. But it was so painful to know that a young sister, 15 years old, murdered by a butcher, a damn cracker, 22-year-old Nicholas Reardon, a damn kai-kai-yahoo, a motherfucker that ain't fit for the planet, a devil, a lizard, a snake. And then he said, Blue Lives Matter, that bitch, excuse me. That's what he is. Shot this young girl, this child, could be your daughter, could be my daughter, in front of two-year-old children, traumatizing our babies, traumatizing the community. And we stood by, we talked with people, we did. They're very friendly people. Our people are very friendly in the hood. Our words were, you got to know your neighbor better than you know your neighbor. Our words are that we got to know each other in the New Black Panther Party better than we know each other. Get to know your neighbor. Hell, you don't know who's going to be shooting beside you. Know your neighbor. Not backbite your neighbor. If someone does not know how to take the weapon apart, teach them. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. This is a we program. To the death. To the death. And I mean that. We're fighting right now on the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm so proud. Know that we got black men and black women with no fear. And those with fear, once they see how you move with no fear, they want to mimic you and move with no fear. Just remember, we are our best teachers. We are our best educators. We are our best spiritual guides. We are. We are our best medicine. We need to take that into heart and into mind and move lockstep as a greased and well-oiled machine. We need to make an impact across the country, then across the globe. Once we do that, I guarantee you, we will pick up these young people who are so inspired, because when they see something being done right, we saw this with the kids. You'd be surprised how many kids was hollering, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power in this event. We are the ones that teach these youth. But now if I'm arguing in front of my youth, what am I teaching them? Nothing but what they already have been taught by some cracker. Trying to tell them that you could do better over here if you do this. And then they teach you this damn stupid-ass education. I mean stupid, because they want you to get some degree that you'll never get to the position. Or if you did get to the position, you're just a tool to be used. Let us be our own tool. Let us be our own hammer. Let us be our own saw blade. Let us be our own bullet. Let us be our own missile. Let us be our own strength. It is that time. No more time to backbite. No more time to backstep or second guess. This thing is raging, and you and I, all of us know this on this listening broadband, the most listened to blog talk show in America, in the country, and no doubt they listen outside. Just today, I had someone tell me, did you know your phone is tapped? Well, hell, ain't it your phone tapped too. Don't think that it's only relegated to someone. We are all leaders in our own right. Stand up and lead. Have no fear about what you say anywhere. It is that time not to back down. Oh, I can't say this because I'm on the phone. Lock and load, goddammit. Lock and load. Lock and load. And love one another, Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. And as Brother Dennis knows, the commissioner is giving it up, and we want you all to internalize the message from our commissioner and keep the black revolution alive. They used to talk about keep hope alive. That only lasted for a little while. But this black revolution is eternal and everlasting. I want you to latch on to your life tonight, brother, sister. Our lines are backed up. We got to step on, but I'm going to let you go ahead and close. You can stand right in there with me, brother, for the next couple of calls. We got us some 704 down in Carolina. Bounce it off of 704 with the commissioner and the shaky man. Welcome to Black Power Radio, 704-499. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power. Give your name and where you're calling from. Yeah, give us your name where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
This is Kabaka.
Give us your name and where are you calling from.
Maroon.
Black Power, my brother. Yes, sir.
Okay, Bukana Ubuntu mean the ancestors see you. They see what we're doing. I'm not going to stay too long because I'm on the road going back to my destination. But I call in kind of a little late. I didn't know what the topic is, but I tried to catch everything.
Okay.
I heard a lot of powerful brothers speak on here, and I love that. It's like I said, this revolutionary mindset I have, I will go on the ground with it. You know,
yes.
So I will continue to fight for our people, love our people, and try to continue to keep our people together. Like the two brothers, Biko and King J, stated, if you don't want to walk the walk, talk the talk, then you will be pushed out of the way permanently. We don't need no one stepping in our way, belittling each other when they see your boots are on the ground. We have been in dangerous situations where we were faced off with the police, and that was recent in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
Yes.
And we had our boots on the ground. You know, so like I said, you know, a strong love is going out. I'm putting out that energy from the universe to all the people on this line. I love everybody on here, and I'm not ashamed to say it because it's true. And I love you too, Sheikh Ben Akbar. We traveled the road for a while, and I'm looking forward to travel more with you. So, like I said, I'm sending a high level of energy out to all the brothers and sisters on this line. I love y'all. I said I'm driving. I got to stay focused. It's the brother on this line, this young brother out of New Haven, Connecticut. He just joined the revolution.
Yes.
And he have a 203 area code. When you get around to him, you know, he's going to speak. And he definitely will
Hold
be doing the
talk. I'm
going
to team up with him right now. I want y'all to know something.
Yeah, so the 203 number.
I got him right here with you.
Excuse me?
I got him right here with you. I want you all to know that this is a brother that was formerly known as Brother Aaron Harris, who really brought the state of North Carolina to life with the message of the New Black Panther Party. He is the captain and the commissioner and the regional man, the national assistant, Brother Kabaka. And I want y'all to know and respect him as Brother Kabaka. And he knows the ins and outs of this thing and has trained with us and teamed up with us. Want you to go ahead and bring live our brother at 203. Can you announce yourself? 203-768. You're live on Black Power Radio with Brother Kabaka, the commissioner, and the shaky man. Announce yourself, 203.
Peace, peace,
Black
Power. My name is Cosby Cooper Jr. I'm a
new
out of New Haven, Connecticut. And I just got to start off by saying the things that I've heard just now, I've never, ever, ever heard anybody speak with so much power and so much spirit and uplifting energy. I feel so emotional and different right now. I've never been around or heard this type of energy ever spoken to me, ever. And I can see that it's going to be a very long but very powerful and enduring journey for me. And I'm very happy to be here with everyone here. I will be attending the event in Oklahoma. And I look forward to meeting as much people as I can, learning as much as I can, so I can become a much better person and a much better Panther and a much better leader to people in my community, because where I'm from, we don't really have anybody out here that's really uplifting us or trying to teach us right from wrong. And me being 22 years old and going through the things that I went through, I see there is a big problem in the black community that's not being addressed over here the way it should be. So I figured if nobody else is doing it, why not be the one to shed some light and to shed some knowledge so the future and the current generation can be able to have the knowledge of their true self and not keep living the life that these white people gave us and keep teaching us this brainwashed way of life that they want us to live and to keep us controlled through fear. I want to be able to teach the upcoming generation that their life are in their own hands, that they are powerful, that we are not the weakest link like we were taught. We were always taught that we are each other's enemy and the white people are the ones that we should always respect and always obey and never question. But as I got older, I realized that's not how life should be. That's not how life should be.
Brother Robert Cooper. Brother Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Brother Cooper. Brother, I love you, brother. And I love Brother Kabaka, Sharon, for bringing you in. You see what I mean, brother? You found a real leader, inner leader, newer leader. Right now, you really, what you're saying, and I'm going to shut up after I say this, you're really exciting me. You're exciting everybody listening here on this blog talk, because here you are, a young man. That said, look, I found a new lease on life in a new Black Panther Party. Brother, I love you, brother. We love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. I love you too. And everyone know, and I'm sending this out to you, Brother Vico, this young man is a pro boxer, and he's going to be working with you.
Yeah.
He's going to be working with you, with the youth. And y'all can exchange, you know, skills and everything, and I'm looking forward to you guys working together. I have, like I said, I got boxing gloves I'm donating that's new, and everything else to keep that DC chapter boxing program you have up and running. And we're going to get this brother set up after his 90 days over, he get his patch. He's going to start building his chapter in New Haven. You can see, this young man is eager. And I love the fact of how he speaks.
Yeah.
And he will be coming to Tulsa with us because he's riding with us.
Yes. Tell me you can't teach an old dog new tricks is a lie, right? So a whole lot of us need to be rehomed up, and you got them boxing gloves, my brother. We need to be reskilled and retooled, because you know, when you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm grateful for y'all, man. Y'all inspired me just listening to y'all tonight. I'm telling you, from an old hand to a young man, I'm proud of y'all. I'm very proud of these new Black Panther Party members. Black Power.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Black Power, nothing but love on this line. Nothing but love.
Yes, sir.
Black Power, strong black love of you.
Everybody. Yes, sir. Everybody in Tulsa, all roads lead to Tulsa. I want to thank you for building New Haven. There are a few clubs in the bush in New Haven. And we're just looking for consistency. So Brother Robert and all of the boxers and all of the young people there can team up. We're going to bring the best out of the state of Connecticut. When y'all get those three-way lines, try to mute out when you're not speaking, and it makes a less echo for the rest of the call. All the other callers can mute out. You can mute yourself and chime in as necessary. But we see what Black Power Radio is an envelope black love, a great sea of black love and black revolution. And if you would embrace this love and embrace this revolution, you would never regret it. This one,
Brother Akbar, I got to say one thing. Before you do that, you remember when I said that you were an inspiration, brother? I'm going to say this tonight. When we were down in Columbus, you said a panther that goes somewhere with a panther never has to worry about how they're going to get back. They with a panther. Another thing you said, you won't go hungry. You will eat. Do your part.
Black power.
That's what's called for. And I want to tell you, brother, I am so grateful to have met you personally. I'm saying that because I mean that. Anyone that would say anything less has not met the man behind this voice. The man, the man is a concrete worker. In other words, you don't want to go under that concrete, because the man can do that too. But he's the glue that binds us together, just like the chairman emeritus. Very good men, very wholesome black men in the world. Brother, I am standing right there with you as a servant, my brother. I'm grateful to have met you.
Great power. And likewise, Brother Commissioner, I'm going to just reach for his other partner in revolution. I think Ezreal should be at 434. Let's see if we can pick him up at 434. We got some combination calls here, brother. It's so bad, I got a group of as best I can tonight. But, Brother Ezreal, are you at the 434 at the 709? That's the other part of that team with Brother Kabaka. Are you out there at 434? Talk black to us at 434-709.
Freedom of death, black unity, black
freedom
strength,
death,
black honor,
death.
Black power, all power to the people.
Yes.
As we put all boots on the ground heading to Tulsa, we have to understand exactly what we're doing. We are commemorating the centennial, the 100 years since the fall of Tulsa, Oklahoma, of Black Wall Street.
Yes,
we have to be in spirit. We have to walk in perfect alignment with those who fell at Tulsa, Black Wall Street, the loss of life, men, the women, the children, all those spirits of those brothers and sisters who fell at the hands of this oppressor and devil.
Yes.
And we have to come correct. We have to also send a message to this oppressor, to this devil, that never again will Tulsa happen. Never again will Rosewood, Wilmington.
Yes.
The years of the blood, the mayhem, the 1921 through 1923. Race riots. Never would that be allowed again.
Yes.
We have to bring it into this oppressor.
Yes.
For far too long, all we have done is talk. For far too long, all we have done is begged and pleaded. It does not matter whether you are a Malcolm. It doesn't matter whether you are a Garveyite. It doesn't matter if you are a King. They will kill us all the same if they have that, if given the chance.
Yes. Yes.
We need to send the message to the judicial system, to the law enforcement agencies, that they can do all they can do to us, but never again will another city lay siege to white aggression, to white supremacy.
Speak it.
We have to understand, as long as we call ourselves revolutionaries, we need to learn and know what revolution really means. There is no such thing as a bloodless revolution.
Yes.
As I said it before, still we are here talking and pleading with this enemy.
Yes.
That comes to an end with Tulsa. We need to send that message and make it heard throughout this country. From the valleys to the mountaintop, just like King was talking about in his last speech.
Yes.
Dr. Khaled said this is the year of the bullet or the bullet, and that still stands today.
Yes.
His words then still ring clear today. So does Brother Master Teacher Brother Malcolm. So does Master Teacher Marcus Garvey.
Yes.
And countless others.
Yes.
But as my brother Steve Vico touched on earlier, one thing we cannot afford at this moment is those who look like us, those who walk like us, those who walk in our formations, who wear our uniforms, who wear our patches. We can no longer afford the backbiting, the backstabbing, the going back and forth, the pointless beefs and animosity towards each other.
Teach.
All that shit goes out of the window now.
Teach it.
I know the Mid-Atlantic will no longer tolerate this type of behavior.
Yes.
And God damn it, we'll push you out if we got to. But we are no longer accepting anything less than black powerful and black greatness. We are going to conduct ourselves as a military back in the Roman times, back in the Roman legions, and even toward during the times of the great pharaohs, when a battalion, when a military regiment did something counterproductive or wrong in a general's eyes, they would line up one out of every three or one out of every five and execute that soldier to send the message to their soldiers that this would, whatever they did would not be tolerated. We need to send this message to those who would try to come between us and the revolution, between our goals. We also need to send that same thing to this white man, this oppressor.
Yes.
Take no prisoners. Freedom of death, free the land, black power.
Black power?
Black power, black power. Black power.
Israel, there's something you need to send back. Kabaka hasn't ended his journey or moved on. That's something that you like to say back, Brother Kabaka, to Ezreal, who is holding the line for the Mid-Atlantic.
Black power.
Black power,
General
brother.
Ezreal, love you, brother.
And,
black power,
you know,
it's always
Brother
Aaron started
out. Me and Brother Aaron,
a pleasure working
always,
with you.
Always, always.
Yes.
My man. That
strong words,
testimony.
Strong words.
It's ringing true. The young comrade recognizes the most powerful talk that has been given by Black Panthers in a long, long time. And the energy and enthusiasm is growing. And we love to see it all come together. And we love all of you who are online tonight. There are so many of you still waiting to talk, and we just show the love by showing love. And the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all.
Yes.
Just appreciate you as a team. These brothers have been a team, Brother Commissioner, been a team for a long, long time, and they're continuing to do the goddamn work. They're not, you know, looking for any way to duck the wreck, as they say, but looking for a way to bring us together, and they have found a viable means and many opportunities to bring us together for Black Revolution, and the rest of it will fall into place.
Brother Akbar, I got to say that it is like having that church that they talk about. Only difference is we ain't talking about homogenized churches. Right now, I'm feeling nothing but love along this line. I'm feeling nothing but truth on this line. I'm telling you, I'm very inspired by everyone I've been listening to tonight. I'm going to get a little bit quiet, but I got to say, when somebody's saying something, I'm going to say teach. I'm going to say preach. I'm going to say talk. I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to do that thing because that's what the glue is. I'm loving it. I'm loving all on this line tonight. I'm loving your families that's on this line tonight. I'm loving your ancestors that's on this line. You show your bloodline. Your strength is coming through. Whoa. Power.
Black power.
Love
you. Black power. Now.
Yes, sir.
I give it a hallelujah and a boom shakalaka cracker at this hour. Black power.
Boom shakalaka cracker.
Black power. And we thank
Black
you
power.
For making your contributions tonight on Black
Power.
Already. Thank you, and Black Power. Power to our beloved brother Kabaka that's on the line all over the East Coast, the West, and the Central.
Woo.
And with Black Power to that Mid-Atlantic with brother Azriel. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
And brother
Black Power.
Yes, Black Power.
Black Power. As we sound off there, we're getting the 805 feel like South Carolina. But, brother, we thank y'all. Y'all done a great job, and you continue to do great work. See you in Tulsa. Black Power. Be there, be square at 805, 235. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
805. Thank you.
Black
Thanks for
power.
Calling.
Peace and love. Ready for the revolution. It's Warrior Woman. Just wanted to say this is powerful. Radio. This is powerful
power.
To hear other
Southern Cal. Talking about Southern Cal tonight with Warrior Woman, original tribe. Our tribe that has been here 1,000 years before Columbus, and she elaborates. Black power.
Love you,
black
my
power.
Sister. Love you, my sister. My black warrior
I love
sister.
You. Love you all, too. This has just made my day. I've been working out here on the land, and I came in, and I'm like, I got to listen to this, and then I said, I better talk and just say thank you for all of you in the revolution. You know, that's the only solution that we've heard from Kwame Ture, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and I love them like I love all of you. Bidamiya Shukran, all my relations.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
We love you.
I know that Black Woman has been at every revolutionary move, and I know that she's taking care of her family and taking care of herself, but she's never missed a move in the last 30 years that I can remember. And,
well, I can tell you what I did notice about Warrior Woman, brother, is that she speaks softly and carries a big stick.
my. And I know if she was prepared or able, she would be at Tulsa, and in some kind of way we got to do it. We got Vallejo and Oakland and San Francisco, Sacramento. We got to do something in that region with Warrior Woman.
Yes.
At her home, at her place. And our brother Fred is there in Oaktown, and we just got to put it together. We can't leave her out of the loop for the work that she's put in for the last 30 or more years. But I can remember at least 30 straight years of revolution, not pussyfooting around, not playing around, but of revolution. And that's
what you're saying, brother. There's honor and respect with the work that we do. And Warrior Woman, like you said, 30 years of hard blood, sweat, and tears, meaningful self and selflessness, helping the brothers and the sisters along the way. You cannot, would not, it would be a disservice to leave her to the wayside. That's a bad sister. I got to say, my sister, I am so proud to have heard you tonight on this line, speaking softly and carrying a big my. Black power.
I'm just saying black power. James, that's one James Brown was saying about when he called her super bad. And she's super bad with it. We're thankful, just thankful again to you, Warrior Woman.
Yes. Black power, my sister. Black
power. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah, I'm
thank
sure.
you. I'm even ashamed to actually make it to Tulsa, but we don't expect you to make it, but we know your spirit is everywhere we go. You're there with us. And all the times that you did make it under hardship is what I want y'all to know and understand. But she made it anyhow, and that's something that has a spot in my heart, in my mind, for a person that's self-determined. And she uses her self-determination for the revolution, and she has not stopped. And we respect your husband, Eddie Long Walker, your children, and your family have always supported us. So we can only just give respect, respect.
Brother Akbar, we would be remiss. We would be remiss if we left our warrior queens, these strong women that raised men, to the wayside. No, that sister deserves a visit. We got to go visit that sister right there.
Right. We're going to make it happen, warrior woman, okay?
Oh, that would be great. That would be something I look forward to.
Yes, ma'am.
Much love,
ma'am.
Much love.
And a strong black revolution, and she's fighting the real fight, and that's from all the original people. And my bloodline is right there with the original people and all over the Nat Turner land, and she's been there with us as well in Jamestown and other places, and all over Atlanta and New York and wherever we called her, from Chicago to Texas or wherever we are. We got Washington, D.C., that she's there. And we will continue to show her and her family love and respect, especially at this hour, for Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. As we move on down the line, we're just so happy to be on here tonight with so many strong revolutionaries. The line is just lit, the whole thing, the spirit, the line, the people. All lined up. I have to go into Tidewater and pick up one here at 7:57 at 9:49. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power is Sister Chuma, the National Minister of Culture. So I just want to say,
Black Power,
everybody,
Black Power, Sister Chuma, Black Power.
Black Power,
Black Power,
there, Art Bar? Black Power, Black Power.
Black
but
Power.
I just want to say we are Black Power.
Yes,
I
yes.
just wanted to say we are super, super excited about Tulsa. Like, every day we're getting ready, every day. And so I've been around a long time. Some of y'all may know me, some of y'all may not. But I tell y'all, when we talk about black love and black unity, it's these maneuvers right here. This is where our bonding comes, because I could tell you over the last 10 years, just being with Art Bar and Jelani and, you know, a few other people that's here and a few other people that's not, the memories we still have, you know, we can sit back and laugh and things like that. And that's what builds that camaraderie, you know, because
Teacher.
One thing that I know for a fact, I come from a family. My daddy is, he's one of 11, and my mom, she's one of 13. And they're all from Mississippi. So pretty much in Greenwood, Mississippi, I'm sure I'm related to mostly everybody there. And I brought that up to say this, that all families are going to have their discrepancies and they're going to have their disagreements. Because I don't agree with you, don't mean I love you any less. But I
yes.
need your disagreements, because sometimes you not agreeing with me keeps me in check. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? That makes me have to reflect on myself. So it's not like, and I'm going to tell y'all, anybody that know me, know I'm a challenge. So it's not that I have any issues with anybody. It's just my personality. You just got to love me for who I am. And I'm going to love you
yeah.
regardless. But anyway, you know, and I was, and I want to say one more thing. I'm not going to be long. But, you know, and I don't always want to compare us to the enemy. But I'm going to tell you, for some of y'all that don't know how they prepare for certain things they're about to engage in, because, you know, most of y'all may know I'm a massage therapist. Some of y'all may not know. But every year I'm hired by this group of white folks, right? And what they do is all the men, brothers-in-laws, friends, neighbors, everybody, they get together and they go on this hunting expedition, right?
Mm.
And then they send their women to get a day of spa treatment, you know, massages, relaxation. And then you just hear them white women in there talking about how beautiful life is and what their husband's doing and this, that, and the third and all the gossip and stuff, right? So the women get an opportunity to get to know each other, you know what I'm saying, in a relaxed environment while the men are out hunting, right? So the men go out and hunt. So this is what the one woman asked me, because I asked her, what was the importance of them going hunting together? And she said, what better bonding could you get than to be next to the person you love when you expressing your power, when you feel the most powerful. And that's how they create their bond. So anyway, so after that, right, so they'll get together, and then the men go out hunting, and then they'll, you know, skin and clean the meat or whatever, and then they'll bring it back, and then all the women cook and prepare the food. And then the men just sit back and drink their beers, wine, whatever, corn liquor, whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? And then they all bond together. And that's their ritual. That's what they do. Like, they have set times of the year that they do it, because when they're preparing to go out and face whoever they feel is their enemy, they're re-energizing themselves. So as a minister of culture, I want to start implementing things that we can bond in that manner, so we can get to know each other. I want to know why, if I say something to you, it might hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody know I don't have a filter. So sometimes you got to be like, back up, Sister Chuma. But I want to know why that affects you. Just like I want you to know why I feel the way about certain things. And the only way that's going to happen is we have to come out of fight mode sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And get to learn each other at the basics. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing, right? If I love you more than I hate the enemy is already destroyed. Sam, I'm not going to let nobody hurt nobody I love. I don't even have to hate nobody when I love you more. You know what I'm saying? And we need to rebuild that. And I always say you got to lead by example. And I know I haven't exactly been the best example lately, but no excuses and or no other reasons. But, you know, I have my little things that I go through too. But I want to get back to where I can be that example. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this is how we're going to get it done. Because, look, everybody in this unit right here, everybody in this group, and we're growing. You know what I'm saying? We are unstoppable and untouchable. But we can't let us be what breaks us from the inside. So if we already got our foundation set from the inside, nobody can fuck with us. But anyway, that's all I got to say. I can't wait to see y'all in Tulsa. I love it. This is like a family reunion for me. I know we're going to do some work, but if y'all see me smiling the whole time, that's because I love y'all and I want to be around y'all anyway. Black power.
Sister Chuma, can I ask something? You brought real medicine to the group tonight.
You brought real tonight.
And that formula was that while the men go out and take care of business, the women bond. The warrior women are bonded. This is what you're saying to us tonight. And right now, what you did, you gave of yourself. That is what is most important, is when you really give purely of yourself. You are doing a good thing. A good thing, my sister. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's the commissioner himself, Sister Schumer, Battle Creek, Michigan. And he's been co-hosting off and on with us. And, I mean, he's just a great, great guy to just be just an inspiration to the Black Revolution. And we're happy to have him on board. And
absolutely.
Happy to have you on board. And for as long as you've been, I didn't want to show your age by telling the number. But I'll leave it to their imagination.
Little self. Oh, my goodness. Who, me or him? Because we both kind of up there.
That's right. She's up there in the numbers. And we're going to let y'all pick a number. But we know it's been many years of service to the Black Revolution. And knowing that Black Revolution is the only solution. And we have
I'm going to keep that number at 25. I'm going to leave it right there.
It's spirit and energy, black power.
Black power.
But no, I got children older than that, so.
But it's all good. Right here where you are, and we love you so much, and the family of Tidewater and all the 757 people that are just a very unique people, a very special people to me in my heart. Black power.
Okay, wait a minute. Black power. I have one more thing to say. Black Power, I have one more thing to say. I'm not sure if everybody have made their arrangements for Tulsa yet. They still do have rooms available, but they're going up by the day. Now, I reserved a few rooms, and if you don't mind sharing rooms, we have space. So just text me 757-949-7505. If you need somewhere to stay, because there's no need for anybody to sleep on the ground, in their car, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have accommodations, or we're going to try to meet accommodations for everybody. So just let me know.
I'm really like to phone up. If you give it one more time for the numeric, that brother or that sister was, I just saw him trying to get their pencil when you were giving that last number. So if you give it one more time for the numerically pure at heart. Recite your phone number.
Okay, it's 757-949-7505.
And we thank you so much for tuning in tonight here on Black Power Radio. For Black Power.
That number once more.
Black
Power. 757-949-7505. Brother Akbar, I got a question for
you, sir.
Sir.
Go right here, sir.
This week, speaking of sports, white folks sports, you mentioned the hunting and the differences between the hunt in America and when the cracker go to Africa. Can you talk about once more? I'm glad Sister Schumann came on the line. Can you explain how and why that cracker hunt?
Well, every cracker could be number one killer. I've not met a cracker that wasn't seeking to be a number one killer. And they hunt in rabbit squirrel season. That's one level. And they take it up for the venison. They go deer hunting. You get out of that season, he'll find a way to make a big old gun. This will drop a bear. He'll go bear hunting. A boa hog, a wild hog season called the boa hunt.
Yes.
You got another one, special, very special season for the ram. There's a wild sheep. That's a rare sheep, grass found in Tennessee, some other spots. You go to the ram hunt and on into the coon hunt and many others. And his favorite hunt on the ground, you call it game hunt, the coon hunt, the game.
Yes.
Killing
yes.
is a game to the striker. Make no mistake about that. The killing is a game, and you call it game hunt. When he finishes the deer season, it might be too late in the fall, he'll say, "Boy, y'all here, I'm on the way to Africa."
Yeah.
Go safari hunting. And then they call it big game. Big game.
Yes.
Hunting. So he's a killer by his character, by his nature, his spirituality. He's a cannibal in his spiritual life. He'll take in the blood of Jesus to do some more killing. Eating the flesh. He's a cannibal in his spiritual life. Come on, Black Power.
Black Power. And in light of saying that, the message is we're game to the cracker. We're the game that he sees and wants to kill every day. Make no mistake about it. When the gun was pulled, and we all saw it in the face of George Floyd was talking or probably nodding when the gun was pulled, when that cracker Tao, came up to the vehicle and shocked him, put fear in him. That's what the cracker game hunter does. We're the game. Now, we ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, y'all. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And guess what? It is rabbit season. Black Power.
And that's, we love the song called, "In the time it says, things not the same, because it's time to hunt us. Gets captured by the game."
By the game. Yeah.
Put some new music in your ear.
Yeah.
This is what it's about, brother and sister. And we're going down to the countdown. We got a few more callers left. I'm going to try it at 980 and 248. That's what we got. 980, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. 980, 273, you're live on Black Power Radio. I know we got somebody on 980-273. You're live on Black Power Radio. Headed for you, Brother Fred, is Fred. Moving that way to 248. Are you still there? My. We've got to close this down for tonight. We got a lot of love. We showed a lot of love. And we covered a lot tonight. And hope y'all take it to heart. Push this tape. Push it out to all of those that didn't make it here tonight. The ones that are here, we got to push this message to those that didn't make it tonight. But their hearts were here with us you on Black Power Radio. And we thank you all so much to greet us and meet us in Tulsa. Don't just meet us there. We want you to beat us there and be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on May 28th, May 29th, and on May 30th for the Black Power Convention, for the Black Power March on Saturday, May 29th. And all of those various fractions will be putting together a game plan to attack the enemy for our freedom and take our freedom from a no good, low down, dirty, and vicious
white boom shakalaka like a cracker.
Boom yes. Shakalaka cracker. The same hostage that was held at Emmett Till, the same hostages were held during Frederick Douglass, same hostages were held during the time of the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner, and the same hostages were held at Christmas Attucks. Not a damn thing has changed on the shores since the white man.
Yes.
The invasion of the white man and the slave, we call them slavers. The white man and his slavers have held us hostage long enough. We are making a breakaway.
And if you,
that's right.
If you
as
didn't know
Black
it.
Panther, Black Power.
Yes. If you didn't know it, we love you, but we don't love them. You love us, but you don't love them. We got a lot in common. Black Power.
That's right, Black Power. This hour for Black Power. And no, a vicious enemy has never consented to our freedom. He will never give it to us. We have to take it from Strong, Thurmond, John Wayne types, the Rush Limbaugh types, and all of the Trump types, and the Trump types, all of the Giuliani mics, and all the Hal Turners, and all of those Biden and, oh, man, don't get excited, Black Boom Chakalaka Cracker, all in one.
Boom Chakalaka.
That's the message to take home tonight, brother and sister. Is that all of Biden and Trump is the same white nationalist, the same white militia, not a damn thing changed. Trump Giuliani was trumping down on New York and Jersey. Well, goddamn it, Hal Turner was trumping down on Massachusetts and all up and down different parts of those hills in New Hampshire and Vermont. I'm here to tell you that Biden was holding line in Pennsylvania and Delaware. Make no mistake about it. That's not but one white nationalist, one white supremacist, one white Aryan brotherhood, and you ain't never heard none of them speak against each other. So we want to keep that real tonight as we move it on for Black Power. There's no difference in a Bush assigning a Clarence Thomas and Biden assigning the goddamn Secretary of the
Wait a
Army.
Minute, don't forget James Clyburn. Don't forget James Clyburn or Snowball.
Oh,
Gun,
my
talk.
I call him Jesse James. Oh, Jesse James, coming down
to
rob you. The hero always been somebody, Jesse James or Frank James, and Obama types, and they take all your little black votes and count them up, and at the end of the day, you understand they never negotiated anything for you in your favor, never said anything to hold them hostage for the vote, never said anything in contempt of the goddamn white man. So Dr. Khalid Abdul Mahdi
when the Negroes say it, I'm going to call him, I'm going to say it just like this. When the Negroes said we will compromise on the immunity in the policy that, or legislation that they're going to pass, I said, well, don't they still kill black folk? They'll give them the freedom to kill more black folk. Ain't nothing changed. There will be no legislation.
My mama taught me to regulate, and you look at them gas prices on the sidebar, and look at the eggs and the milk and cheese go up to transport the eggs and cheese and milk and bread, and you know that the cracker ain't never thought about no common person called black, and all he thought about being on attack, whether it's gouging gas or kissing the cracker's ass, it's all about the same gesture around here today. But if you move for your freedom and your black revolution, they expected you to demonstrate to protest and rally, but they didn't anticipate that you bomb rush this cracker and take your goddamn freedom and take your political prisoners from a no-good, low-down, dirty white man.
Dirty.
And this vicious this vicious woman, the she-devil herself. We have to take our rights back, as Adam Clayton Powell demanded, take black our freedom, and then we'll have our integrity, our self-respect, and our dignity will return to us.
Yes.
And you take our deeds out of the hands, our physical deeds, but the deeds to our property back from a vicious white man who stole the property. He's on the squatter's rights been up. And who have first to make a treaty, but look at who's first to break the goddamn treaty. And I just say black power on that tonight, as I'm a
black power.
Black power, Fred's red on that west side. He's red on that west side for black power on that west side.
Oh, black power, black power.
Black power, Freddy Fred.
Yeah, what's going on out there in D.C., y'all? All the Black Panthers, black power. I'm out here, I just got off from work, and I see the police running around with these guns and everything else. But listen, I'm out here on my beat every day, like Oscar said. I'm going to be all the way live when y'all come down here. I got my limo and everything else. We're going to groove all the way down to the Bay Area. But like I said, everything we're doing, we're trying to get justice for the people, not nobody else. Nobody else. Because I'm going to tell you, if I take it in my own hands, I came from the streets too. I came from Southwest Philadelphia. And my dad always in the movement. He always say, stand up for your rights and stand up for justice. That's what I'm doing. But listen, I'm not worrying about who, and who is that. I'm all about Osmar, and he's know me, and I know him. I love that man so much, I die for him. But like I'm going to tell you, we got to tell these people, we are going to get justice because the white man is not taking our land. We're going to get our land back, and we're going to get it back. What's the word? What's
Black
the word?
Black
right. So what I'm trying to say now.
By any means necessary. By any means necessary.
That's
by
right.
By any means necessary.
That's right. That's right. So this is what I'm saying. Every Sunday, Monday night, we are to do that for people to get justice for the people who lost their kids out and bond them with the police. Because I'm getting tired to see the police killing us every day. And like I said, if I take my shit, I'm going to blow the whole motherfucker. Excuse my language. But like I said, we going to come to California real soon, and we're going to take my limo all the way to the Bay. All the way to the Bay. And all around the Bay. And we're going to get justice for the people. Black Power. So we're going to take it back to Osborne and Black Power Radio and see y'all next Sunday, Monday night. Peace to the brothers.
Freddy Fred, it was a pleasure meeting you this weekend, my brother. It was really a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I missed you, man. I missed you a lot, man. But, I always be praying for you, man. And I appreciate what you're doing for me. And like I said, black power to you and black power to everybody out there in D.C.
Black, black power, we love you, Freddy Fred. We love
you. Oh, you know it. There black you know power, it. God bless and God, salam alaikum, salam, and black power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Black power. Black power. That's a strong black man with a strong black plan in his goddamn right hand. We're doing it with Fred and Fred, doing it with the commissioner. We got love all over this radio, and we give you more of what you listen to your radio for, and we're just doing what we can to make a difference. And we know that we got a black revolution to go, and we give you just more to get in the revolution for. So that's just black power, black power. And we're moving
black
to
power.
The next level. Everybody must meet me in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday, May the 28th, May 29th, and May 30th. So all of the diehard revolutionaries can go early and get the museum. You can get your tour on. Give a shout-out to Sister Pamela Smith for extending that tour of black tourists once again for the Black Panther Party and letting everybody get in where they can fit in and go on the tour with the museum, and that's 2 until 4 on Friday, April the 28th. Be there, be square, but you can get your history on, get your information on, and really get your update on right in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday, That is May 28th from 2 until 4. Our program will kick off at 5 p.m. So you got 2 to 3 hours to get it right, to get it black, and get back. So with that said, Brother Commissioner, your final words for the day, Black Power.
Yes, I tell you, I couldn't have done this any better. You see, the flow, the spirits are flowing, and we growing, y'all. We winning. We are winning. I want to thank Allah tonight. I am so inspired by each and every one that I've listened to, that I've learned from tonight, and I love all of us, our babies, our women, our children, our teenagers, our adults, our elders, nothing but love. Nothing but love for our people and our people only. Nobody can do for us what we must do for ourselves. Black Power.
Black Power, Commissioner, and all of those in our radio land and all those around 196,940,000 square miles of earth that we can use in the favor of the Black Panther at this hour. Black Panther education, much brighter than the light of the physical sun, because when that light is shining on nearly half the planet, that Panther love, Panther education, is reflecting light all over the world. We light the whole world, light of the physical light, of the physical sun. The sun never sets from the Black Panther education. Black Power?
Yes. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Give me a boom shakalaka shaka on the way out. Give me a boom shakalaka shaka
shaka.
Boom
shakalaka shaka shaka.
Boom shakalaka shaka. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power.
Alaikum salam. Yes. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. As we go on from the commissioner, red in Battle Creek, Michigan. Couldn't be anywhere else. We're in Washington, D.C., right here by the Potomac River, and we're shouting out black love and black power and a strong black revolution to whatever, wherever you are, whatever geographical location, whatever has been said, whatever we have done. We know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
good stuff, or the one that got away? When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Thought it didn't fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA, fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs, they working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumble all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you done that, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I took the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy thirst. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you. and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave now, and it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America. We are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You're still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaners, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take backdoor, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Let it go now. it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. And Mrs. Jones.
Sweet love. watch out, things will get brighter.
Don't deny him and don't miss Tulsa. May 28th, May 29th, and May 30th. Be there, be square. Be in Tulsa as we outlook at the 100 years after the massacre at Black Wall Street. New Black Panther, be there May 28th, May 29th, and May 30th. The big march is on May 29th. You can get a tour on May 28th. Get there before 2, and you'll be black. And just black power. And a strong black military to black to call. Assalamu alaikum and black power.